Good evening. Last week we looked at conceptual consciousnesses, and this week we're going to start in our book on page 18 with self-knowers and other knowers. Today is actually the anniversary of when the Buddha commenced the teaching of the Buddha Dharma in our world. After having attained enlightenment, he was then requested and he taught the Buddha Dharma at Varanasi. And amongst the three turnings of the wheel, today is the anniversary of the first wheel turning.
An dujin chapa chan shivu chiris, chizan sangyo jimlen digi da, zuge semjian chowa, semjian tamjia la, an ning zewa, ning zye wangi, an semjian nunghaya jaya dang, digi chubye ki tablam, diya da dirin ma, an duksune, chuyo kolo kwar chidang, zu semjian tamjia ya, an sangye sala, kuyo dunghaya ya, jen je, ya tarpa tamjia kenpa, sangye kohong kwaya ki,
Today in the Buddhist world, this is a day of particular importance because the Buddha had strived for so long to become enlightened for the sake of others, then having attained enlightenment for the welfare of all sentient beings, he taught the unmistaken path whereby his students and eventually all beings could attain the exact same exalted state of enlightenment. Therefore, generating a motivation that we as students or followers of the Buddha should follow in his footsteps, taking all of his teachings and with the motivation of hearing them and to then reflect on them for the welfare of others, we engage in one of the most beneficial activities, listening and reflecting on the Buddha Dharma and doing so that we can speed our spiritual progression to the state of enlightenment for the sake of others. And moreover, today serves the purpose for all of us students of the Buddha to remember his incomparable kindness on reintroducing the Buddha Dharma into our world.
Kunjung deba go ten lam de sor, tene tunga pape tembao, tene kunju pape tembao, tene gobe pape tembao, tene lami pape tembao was deba shi sor, deba shi water, not to tell tunga temba kunju deba go ten lam de lagres.
Amongst the three wheel turnings, today is the anniversary of the first, and in particular, where what was taught within that first wheel turning on this anniversary day? It was the Four Noble Truths, true sufferings, true origins, true cessations, and true paths. So today is the anniversary of that teaching in particular.
Kunjung
Amongst the Four Noble Truths, the first is that of true sufferings, or the truth of sufferings. The Buddha taught this and he said, you need to know what is suffering. You need to come to gain a vivid understanding of suffering. Thereafter, he taught true origins, the source of sufferings. With suffering, all our mirrored suffering experiences come from a cause, or come from a source. And therefore, the second noble truth was taught, the cause of suffering, true origins. And the Buddha taught that while suffering is to be known, the origins are to be abandoned. The origin of suffering is in particular our afflicted minds, because it's our afflicted minds that lead to the accumulation of contaminated karma, which bind us in cyclic existence. Thereafter, the third noble truth is taught, and that is the final result, state of freedom. This is cessation. And cessation, Buddha taught, needs to be attained. And how is it attained? Well, when the cause of all our suffering, the true origins, when this has been completely abandoned, to that level that it has been completely eradicated, the cause has been eradicated, to that level one achieves cessation of suffering. So that the third noble truth then, the Buddha taught, is to be attained. The fourth, that of true paths, this is the technique, the method that one trains one's mind in, cultivating mental paths in one's continuum, because it's these that abandon the origin of suffering and lead to the attainment of cessations. And the Buddha taught that true paths are to be meditated.
Lam gombarachi de gombarachawa minisi sungore. Ta dwanda karasungora sun digi karasungora sun dame ba tingore. Chisa dunga tenpa seyate ngarantu le nengu nangu du kaalai tueba mewa rangu yudin chupa nengu ori de nangwa na sinchu yo marayas. Chisa madubari, nangwa na sinchu madubari. Tina ji kunjung tenpa seyate rangu lo la nangwa na sinchu kaalai madu rangu yudin chupa nengu ori nangwa na sinchu yo marayas. Chisa gopa seyate ye, chisa yore de ina ngarantu lo la nangwa tokpa nangwa na sinchu Ranguni Juba Nayomara. Lam Sedia, Mondulia, Ji Ganglama Ranguni Juba, now I say, now I'm Ash Ranguni Juba, Yomar, that he goes with Dami, I'm sure the same word, some word. Gunjun Demba Sedi Rangir, Lola, now I'm Ashin, Ganglama, the Ranguni Juba, Nangur, now I'm Ash Yomar, Chiba, Chesna, Lam. Kunjunga tempo, kunjunga tempo, kote lam se di chasa, kala yi madu ba rangu ni juba di yorubesin, yomare esin. Sungor. Dunga tempo se di rangu na wa nasi rangu ni juba yomare esin. Dunga tempo se di ngazu na yudu gyuda jien kala ma rangu ni juba nengore, lul na du. Na wa nasi rangu ni juba yomare esin. Chasa jibare. Tunga denpa rangu ni dhruva yo mare, kunjo denpa rangu ni dhruva yo, kokte rangu ni dhruva, lamde rangu ni ma dhruva re esine. Tunga denpa diya dhame pa re, kunjo denpa ya dhame pa re, kokte dhame pa re, lamde dhame pa re sungo. Jiga 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 re.
Lord Buddha then taught on this day more than 2,500 years ago that true sufferings are to be known. True origins are to be abandoned, true cessations are to be attained, and true paths are to be meditated upon. And he taught the Four Noble Truths as the progression of training that leads to the realization of selflessness. When he taught selflessness, it was taught that true sufferings, these too don't exist in the way that they appear. True origins, the cause that leads to the result of suffering, these also don't exist the way that they appear. The result of the path, true cessations, these too don't exist the way they appear. And the true paths, these mental paths, they also don't exist the way they appear. In other words, the Buddha, when he taught selflessness, he taught that suffering is selflessness. Origins of suffering, contaminated karma and afflictions, is selfless. Cessations are also selfless, as are the mental paths that one cultivates. They are all selfless. This foundational teaching of the Buddha on from the Buddha on the Four Noble Truths is the basis upon which entire Buddha Dharma is built. And all practitioners who are striving for their own individual liberation, as well as those who are striving for enlightenment for the sake of others, they all train in the Four Noble Truths. So therefore, whether one is a practitioner aspiring for the paths of the Mahayana Dharma, or striving to cultivate them ever stronger within oneself, one trains in the Four Noble Truths. Or if one is striving for one's own individual liberation, and thereby training in either initially cultivating or strengthening the paths of the Tathagata Dharma, one trains in the Four Noble Truths. The graduated stages to enlightenment, the Lamrim tradition. Here too, the outline or the order of the graduated stages is in accordance with the presentation on the Four Noble Truths. Of the Four Noble Truths, the first is true sufferings. And therefore, within the Lamrim tradition, near the beginning, one starts reflecting on suffering. First, the sufferings of the three lower realms, and thereafter, one comes to the section on the suffering of the upper realms, the sufferings of humans and gods. One meditates here in the first parts of the Lamrim on suffering, and meditates extensively on suffering, because the Buddha taught suffering is to be known. So here one studies and reflects extensively on suffering. Thereafter, the Lamrim comes to the causes of suffering, contaminated karma accumulated by our own afflicted minds. Thereafter, the Lamrim presents wide variety of methods in the context of the Mahayana Dharma, how to overcome true origins, because true origins are to be abandoned. And here one gains knowledge and needs to gain experience of true paths, namely definite emergence, generosity, ethical restraint, patience, and so forth. Those six practices. And these one needs to meditate on, true paths. And the result of doing so is the attainment of true cessations, which are to be attained. And this is the freedom of suffering. So therefore, the graduated stages to enlightenment, lamrim, those graduated stages are in accordance with the presentation of the Four Noble Truths.
Dunga dimbege ko ni sudi pa hako 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 wache te dunga dimbege le da nyomo ba se di de ma ya pa ya chi se chi san di pa ngo le se chi nyam na che ko le se ta di nyam na che se de kan che ko le lam na na ju gi to kar se na ro sam na sam na ha ju gi sem na le ta chi sem le ya su ge ta chi ne me ba se ko le ma do xian se ya tu chi ga ya ma su su gi lu la men ju che ya da din de to ne ma ju dunga di me ba su tu ya me ba le chi le Tak kerja juga sen, susu samlo di kuat tangkur ya ciri. Jadi, terbaik top siya di kerja sen, susu yang anu juga sem dale ya, tadi nyomu beri tunggu dia pasaya di jawab ada nyomu beri. Jadi, kos anu semula samlo di kuat gomu ciri, anu susu samlo gom ciri, samlo di kuat tangkur ya. Jadi, samlo di kuat tangkur itu susu kuat tangkur kadam cili ya, kuat tangkur samlo na kuen yiri di caca di ma meba su. Yahoo, you didn't, you didn't, Lam Yirik Chasan Jesombina, Jebaina, didn't Tarba to two or what you did. Says an answer, Gom, your social, your Samuel, your Samuel, 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 Samdi, Yuatanje, Samdi, thank you, you and Chasan Melos to go, Samdi, Samdi, Yahoojan, your soul, Dange, dear. Says an disservina, Manduki, Tadi, and Kunju Pantati. 제상 군주의 가호여선 송아주 샘디 레다 뇽모바세데 뇽모바세데 가호주 샘나로 여마주 수부띠데 요마레 제상 군중세 레세야디 샘기띠데 샤오마레 샘 마도샤야마레 제상 제다 레다 뇽모바데 메바방 제다 레다 뇽모바데 가호주 샘기띠데 요바데 샘디바 야고세요 고르다가 수불마선다 대화여디가 수부 주의치파 땅마세나 진네 지금 눈물어 주데 야고세요도 디나신진 원세 샘기 꾀인기 릭 뇽모브릭 차산 메바세 아주기 람지르기 야지 투베기 딜이야 줄고고로 줄투고고 제네 디스 줄제네 아니 아주기 가서를 탈바서 독구리에 세디시 순고로 와
True sufferings then are to be known. Hence the extensive presentation in the Buddha Dharma, as we usually know best through the Lamrim tradition, on the wide variety of suffering, in fact the pervasive experiences of suffering in cyclic existence. This is to be known, and known not just intellectually, but one needs to gain a vivid understanding of the subtle ways that suffering pervades the experience of every ordinary being. Coming to know suffering then, naturally the mind turns to, where does this come from? What is the cause of this? And this is crucial. One has to identify the cause in order to be able to eliminate the cause and prevent repeated experiences of suffering. In order to then understand the origins of suffering, there's only one place to look, and that's within. Suffering cannot be eliminated, no matter what physical developments we undergo or what changes we bring to our external world. The complete eradication of suffering depends on us transforming our minds. Therefore, the focus of the Buddha Dharma is internal. The focus of the Buddha Dharma is coming to know ourselves and transform our habitual ways of thinking. Transform our habitual ways of thinking from going in the direction of the afflictions and cultivate virtuous ways of thinking. Strengthen these, create habits of thinking in virtuous ways. Strengthen these habits. This is how freedom is achieved. This is how liberation is achieved. The goal of the Buddha Dharma is to perfect ourselves. And this means perfecting our minds, completely eradicating all faults and developing all good qualities to the state of perfection. So our faults are found on our continuum. They are afflictions. They are found there. Our contaminated karma is carried on our continuum. It's all found on our consciousness. That's where we put our attention, because what we need to abandon and eradicate is found there. True origins, are found on our own continuum. This is what we need to change, and this is the focus of the Buddha Dharma. And it's through doing so, one achieves cessations, true cessations, and eventually complete liberation from suffering. Through our recognition that what we need to do is change our way of thinking, transform our inner world. Through our recognition that suffering is primarily experienced through our consciousness, and the cause of our suffering is to be found there too. In this way, we come to recognize that the focus of our energies needs to be on transforming our way of thinking, transforming our minds. And therefore, we need to come to understand our own psychology, understand our inner workings. And the better we understand our own psychology, the easier it will be to cultivate virtuous minds and to eliminate all non-virtuous and afflicted minds. So we need to understand our inner psychology and then apply that knowledge to the trainings of the path, which are the minds to cultivate, and through what techniques we abandon and can eliminate the minds that bring harm and bring suffering. It's through our studies of Lodic, of awareness and knowers, that we come to understand our inner workings well. We then, through gaining this knowledge and utilizing it in our own reflections, seeing which minds are arising, where do they fit into the category of Lodic? And in terms of the knowledge that we have gained, is this a mind to be cultivated and strengthened? Or is this a mind that poses danger? Is this a mind that needs to be eliminated? we come to understand that amongst the various kinds of minds, some are what we are seeking, others are helpful in our progression to achieve the kinds of consciousness that we are seeking, and others present danger because they're taking us in the wrong direction, need to be abandoned. So when we look inside and we see that we have a correct assumption, we know that that is a mind that is going in the direction that we seek. It is some steps away from being a realization. So we look a little deeper, see amongst the five divisions of correct assumption which this is, and then try and strengthen that correct assumption. We have other minds, such as subsequent cognition and non-ascertaining awarenesses, which don't have a particularly huge impact. In some circumstances, non-ascertaining awarenesses are not useful, but generally these two don't have such an impact. And then we have doubt. And doubt, we know, can go in one of three directions. One form of doubt is useful. It's heading towards correct understanding. The other is dangerous. It's heading in the opposite direction. And then there's the wrong consciousnesses. These that we have surprisingly many of, includes all the afflicted minds. These are what pose us danger, because it's these that lead to the accumulation of non-virtuous karma that causes great suffering. It's through understanding our inner workings, gaining this knowledge of our psychology, that we can start to recognize which minds we have. Furthermore, we know that direct perceivers are accurate, reliable. So these we recognize within us, and we know where we have direct perceptions. These are to be cultivated. And when we have given rise to an inferential valid cognizer, where we have come to a realization of the topic based on reasons, we know that this is also an excellent mind. It's come from the developments of correct assumption, but it's not yet a direct perception. And therefore, when we have given rise to an inferential realization of a topic, we know we need to cultivate it further. Because by this point, we will know the difference between an inferential valid cognition and direct perception is that the inferential valid cognition, whilst it's in accordance with reality, whilst the object has been realized, there is still a fault. And that is, the object is realized via or by means of a meaning generality. And it's still this presence of the meaning generality that prevents that direct valid cognition from arising. So therefore, in meditation, we need to cultivate and strengthen this realization to the point when it becomes a direct valid cognizer. So therefore, all this knowledge that we're gaining here in this text is directly applicable to our spiritual development. It may seem a bit abstract, but as we start to gain greater understanding of our inner process, we take this knowledge here and we apply it to, in particular, our lamrim training, and we gain greater knowledge of our minds, our inner workings. And with this knowledge, this knowledge then aids our inner development, aids us to abandon the afflicted minds and to cultivate ever more strongly the virtuous minds, the minds that will lead to freedom. In the previous section, we still have just a little bit left, and that's where we'll start now on page 18. And so here we see the heading. Consciousness can be divided, or awareness and knowers can be divided into two: self-knowers and other knowers.
Dödye 너저지 오마라 가서래 나저지 오마라죠 봐 디숨 되게 라릭세 킬링 거래 나 제라마웨 라릭 킬링 거 말에 텐주베 라릭 킬링 거 말에 나디네 아 로벨레 텐지 군주 라릭세 라릭 킬링 거 말에 킬링 거 말에 어, 너희 집 엄마 라니 봐. 나 별로 별로 해야 되는지, 콘두기 캐린 게 엄마래.
This division of self and other knowers isn't universally accepted by Buddhist philosophers. The various differing tenets within Buddhism, some accept the existence of self knowers, others do not. So those who do accept self knowers, are the Sautantika or the Sutra school, the Chittamachans or the mind-only school, and one of the two divisions of the Svatantika or the autonomous school. So the Chittamata Svatantikas, they accept self-knowers, as well as them, again, the Sautantikas and the Chittamachans. So these two and a half of the four schools, they accept self-knowers and therefore this division. The others do not accept self-knowers. The others being Vaibhashika or the Grace Exposition School, the Prasangika, Prasangika Madhyamika or the Consequentialists, and then the second of the two Svatantika Autonomous Divisions, that of the Sautantika Svatantika. They don't accept self-knowers. So again, those who don't accept are the Sautantika Svatantika, the Prasangika Madhyamika and the Vaibhashika, those two and a half, don't accept
self-knowledge.
As we see on page 18, then self and other knows of these two divisions. Now we look at synonyms. So a synonym for a self-knower is a consciousness that is directed only inwards. Consciousness that is directed only inwards refers to it has no external object. Its object is solely internal. In other words, consciousness. A self-knower only has as its object consciousness. In particular, the object of the mode of apprehension is consciousness and consciousness alone for a
self-knower.
The name of this consciousness, self-knower, is very descriptive. The word literally is self, in that, and we can understand it like how we use the word. We think of oneself, myself, and this is what this consciousness knows. It only knows consciousness. It only knows consciousnesses within the continuum of that person. Its object or the mode of apprehension is solely other solely consciousness. So therefore, this name, self-knower, is very descriptive, and we can understand it in that it apprehends oneself, itself, and therefore it should be quite clear.
Shepa le shen to, Shepa le shen bi yu, the Shepa to yu du shi de ge rang rik se la ruwa, jizan shen rik la yu du, Shepa mayin bi ge, Shepa le shen bi yu du shi de ge rang rik se la ruwa, jizan shen rik la yu du, Shepa mayin bi ge, Shepa le shen bi yu du shi de ge rang rik se la ruwa, jizan shen rik la yu du, Shepa mayin bi ge, Shepa le shen bi yu du shi de ge rang rik se la ruwa, jizan shen rik la yu du, Shepa mayin bi ge, Shepa le shen bi yu du shi de ge rang rik se la ruwa, jizan shen rik la yu du, Shepa mayin bi ge, Shepa le shen bi yu du shi de ge rang rik se la ruwa, jizan shen rik la yu du, Shepa mayin bi ge, Shepa le shen bi yu du shi de ge rang rik se la ruwa, jizan shen rik la yu du, Shepa mayin bi 谢伯来先拿去，谢伯来先搞的是那谢伯蛮应该去。你可容的这些的，让你可把家财了哇？谢伯的许多最近的有的钱的是呢，让你的给进来的这些个钱给人家。但现在老远的，那谢伯当谢伯来先别去你那呢？ 做先去，先把满眼进到有这个的嘛，那个的做老远的先把样进到经过了，那做嘛两个的经过嘛这个嘞，做的开始进到有这个的，做开始经过了是呢，先把来先别有这个的，先把满眼个进到有这个的这个。I
don't know, as we see here, has as a synonym, consciousness that is turned outward. This then again is quite clear. We look at the name. This is not a self-knower, it's an other-knower. It knows something other than itself. Again here, the name of this consciousness is very descriptive. It knows something other than itself. The object of the mode of apprehension is something other than itself. And what would that be? It's primarily something external. It can be consciousness. If it is consciousness, it's not itself, otherwise it would be a self-knower. But it can be consciousness, but primarily, or chiefly, it is something external. Now we come then to a new major outline, perhaps the final major outline. There are other outlines, but this is maybe the final major outline, that of main minds and mental factors. So this is, as up to now we've looked at many different ways that consciousness can be divided. We've just looked at how it can be divided. All the different types of consciousness can be divided into two, self-knows and other-knows. Now we come to another way that consciousnesses can be divided into two, main minds and mental factors. But this division is quite different from what we've covered thus far, in that one here looks in much more detail at individual consciousnesses. Whereas in the past we'd speak in broader categories, talking about direct perception or talking about doubts or talking about wrong consciousness, these are broader categories. Here, within main minds and mental factors, one looks at individual consciousnesses more closely.
で、ニエレシェでロリシェでアンズゲ、ロリ、ロリ、ドゥヒンディエ、ツー、デュシャバイナ、ワン、ワンシェ、ワンビシェバーで、イシェバニナ、デュルグレス、ワンシェダ、イシェバニナ、デュルグレス。で、ドゥナで、ワンシェ、ワンシェ、イシェバニナ、デュルグレス。で、ドゥナで、ワンシェ、ワンシェ、イシェバニナ、デュルグレス。で、ドゥナで、ワンシェ、ワンシェ、イシェバニナ、デュルグレス。で、ドゥナで、ワンシェ、ワンシェ、イシェバニナ、デュルグレス。で、ドゥナで、ワンシェ、ワンシェ、イシェバニナ、デュルグレス。で、ドゥナで、ワンシェ、ワンシェ、イシェバニナ、デュルグレス。で、ドゥナで、ワンシェ、ワンシェ、イシェバニナ、デュルグレス Jigmango, Yavaza, Rigi Pango, Jesse, Jepayawache, and Didier, Didier, the Lagadin Chiwa, Dinichigora, setting out the Milmason, Legon Dinan, Chigler Mango, Rajik, called Junis, Tajis, Chesan, Mimon, Odinan, the Legibe, Dig Legibe, Dissere, Coleradin, Ligora, Didier, Legibe, Ming Dilago, Legadier, Col Legon, Legibe, Chasan, Water, Jeje, Conjure, Lacarachigu, me. Then我这些，你压下去看的，你那是做的，往这些学员看，压学的书里，定用的这话，就那个等到主要的，主管定用着呢，压我，我教我压我查呀，打我查完呢，所以说两个人等到读起来要了哇，哦，你那些啊是什么的，什么的呀，乱哪里呀，等等等等等等，有了的书的，这在压学的，是的，当然最压学的过子，你教过来，对他们的，你过过来，啥子，对我这些我了，当然。
That's what we have looked at, many ways to divide consciousness. One also was into sense consciousnesses and mental consciousnesses. They can all fit in there. Now when we come to this new division of minds and mental factors, all the previous divisions can be subsumed in here. For example, the sevenfold division of consciousness, from direct perception, inferential valid cognition, and on then through correct assumption down to wrong consciousness, all seven of those are to be found here. But as was just said, there we're talking in broader categories. Hopefully it was presented quite clearly what is meant by each category, so one can identify each mind. But here one goes in quite so much more detail. So for example, if one is taken into a large office where there's, in the past, where a large office full of staff, then if one was being introduced to all these staff members, then the introduction would be, so this is such a person, this is their role, this is such a person, this is their role. And one would thereby be introduced to the entire workforce. So this is similar here. We're coming to know in more detail the individual consciousnesses. Moreover, just like when one's introduced to the workforce, one will know from a particular role that what they do is of particular or direct importance to achieving the desired result. And therefore, that type of work carries more importance. So similarly, when we come now to look at the individual consciousnesses in some more detail, we will see then more clearly which are the ones that we need to cultivate and strengthen, develop and become more habituated to, because they lead to our desired goal of freedom from suffering. So this is now where we come to the introduction on main minds and mental factors. This brings us to page 19, where we come to another twofold division of awareness and knowers, and here it's into main minds and mental factors.
Dana, Dina, the Kanachil Legora, Karakara, Yoras, Riga, Chenane, 가
Generally, in the world, when we say, when you ask how are we say, oh, I'm happy or I'm not so happy. And here, when we're saying I'm happy or I'm unhappy, this is we refer to this as a mind. My mind is not so happy. My mind is quite unhappy today. And this is how we talk in the world, and that's fine. It makes sense. Everyone understands. Here, though, in this section, if we were to talk like that, that would be mistaken. So this, just to say now quickly as a translator, the actual name of this section is Minds and Mental Factors. But in a moment you'll see why I've just translated the heading differently as Main Minds and Mental Factors. But back to what Genla is saying. So here, when we, in this section, when we use the word mind, it carries a specific meaning. And we don't use the word mind in the same way that we do in our everyday conversation. Because again, in our everyday conversation, it's fine to say, my mind is happy today. In this context, that would have a different meaning. So here, when the word mind is used, it has a specific meaning.
That is semgi ngoam tsingdi ane ngo sungore da gare sene ran yulu gi ngo jimbe ko ne shabi zuye namrik se de da ran gi yu ta yu de la ma ju pe ne yu gare ne ma ju gi pe ne medo ru shi ne korong medo korong yu ngo chi che de le che ba ma bo yo ra ka shi ne medo ga bu ji gi chung chung chen bo yi bi ya lo da da ma ne che ba shi wu yong wo ba pe yu medo chi le din na ji na ga de 与行动激励的呢
Again, just to emphasize, when we use the word mind in our everyday conversation, there's no mistake to talk about my mind is very angry today. I have a lot of anger in my mind, for example. That's not mistaken to refer to anger as a mind, because that's how people talk in the world. Certainly, if we were to talk about minds and mental factors to people who have never understood it, they won't then follow so clearly. Or similarly, even amongst ourselves, when we have come to study minds and mental factors, then to talk about my mind is very angry today, that also wouldn't be mistaken, because that is how we talk. But now, when we are here in this specific context of minds and mental factors, minds has a specific meaning that is different from how we would, how we generally talk about it, even amongst ourselves and certainly in the world. So in this context, we wouldn't talk about my mind being very angry. So then what is meant by mind? And what is meant by mental factors? Well, we start out with the definition or the entity of what is meant by mind and mental factors. Here we see, page 19, the definition of mind or main mind. A main knower that is posited by way of apprehending the entity of its object. start to look at this, at this definition. So we start with the very last word in English, which is the first word in the Tibetan, and that is object. So whatever the object is, whether it's an inner object, an outer object, it applies equally. But let's take one that's easy to understand, and that's a flower. So the object of the mind is a flower. The flower we can perhaps differentiate in two ways. It has its own entity, and it also has a variety of features. So we know in the botanical world, there's a tremendous variety of flowers. But amongst this perhaps uncountable variety of flowers, there is only one entity of flower. But their distinguishing features, these vary. Color, shapes, length, size, these vary tremendously. So the features vary tremendously. But amongst this innumerable variety of flowers, all flowers share the same entity, or if you prefer, the same essence. So here, the main mind apprehends only the entity of the object, not the features. So this is an important difference to get. The entity of the object and the features of the object. So to go back to the analogy, when one is walking into this large office place, and one's objective is not to be introduced to all the staff, but to meet the boss. So the boss probably meets many people every day, and we are going to be one of those many people who goes to meet the boss. And on the way, we may be introduced to many of the staff, and that's fine, but we primarily focused on the boss. It's the boss we want to engage with. So similarly here, the mind apprehends the entity of the object, as we see in the definition. But this should be understood as the mind apprehends primarily the entity of the objects. Why? Because the mind also apprehends the features, but not primarily. Primarily, the mind apprehends the entity of the object. So if one were to ask, to the mind, do the features or the characteristics, what do we have? We have features. Do the features of the object appear to the mind? Yes. But this is not what the mind primarily apprehends. That is the essence or the entity.
That same gi korong lega di chi rang ma do yom ko lega sem na lo la lega mi do mi do che ba yo ro bis ni yom ra sem korong gi lega ka sa yu yu ngo da che ba ni ni zo ngo jin ye di da sem korong gi lega di re da lega di re da sem jo na lo la ko lega da ma ra yo ko ka si di jin wa ka si di jo ga ro di na si sem da de ga do ol che li gi re che sa sem korong gi ngo lega zo de ka sa 유유원유지랑모든캐브라망문이지나네또모디지에디다모디에디심코롱글야가디디다
So we see here in the definition that the mind apprehends primarily the entity of the objects. So the word primarily isn't in the definition, but this is how it should be understood. And this is the sole function of the mind, is to apprehend the entity of the objects. Mental factors, on the other hand, they have a wide variety of functions. They do many things. But the mind only has one function, and that it apprehends the entity of the object.
这张文字先拿了来预计的密用的这个预计这我的切巴的他妈的这个两个来看的他好过看的这个蒙古人哇这哪呢当然这个预计我怎么好过我怎么好的我做预计我怎么好的我做的来密集的给乐趣用过了哇的
Emphasize then, the mind's function is to apprehend the essence or the entity of the object, and the entity of the object alone. That is it. It's one function, and that is to apprehend the entity of its object. The mental factors, on the other hand, many mental factors performing a wide variety of functions, and they are what apprehend the variety of aspects of that object. But the mind only apprehends the entity of the object. Now we come to four synonyms. The synonyms for mind are main mind, mentality, and primary consciousness. So there are three synonyms for mind: main mind, mentality, and primary consciousness. So just to say now from my side, throughout this topic, when Gendo uses the word mind, I will try and use main mind, because then we remember the difference much more clearly. And also, I apologize for this term mentality, but we don't have so many in English, so many words, so we have this weird word, mentality.
Chasan 当然这个叫本部做的马家如果买的米格手工买的居家如果买的米我老家你家家如果买的后来你看把那了自己的什么跟其他家当的话地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界地界
The term here, main mind, is a literal translation. You have the word for mind, and accompanying it, the word for main. So this is literally what it says, and it's exactly what it means. It can be likened to, in the old days, the king was the main person in the country, and he would be surrounded by his retinue. And that same word for retinue is the word for that is used about the mental factors. In that, the way we have it translated here is that the mental factors accompany the main mind. But think of it in the literal, in that the mental factors are the retinue to what is primary, the king. So just like the retinue accompanies the king, and the retinue assist or help the king, that is their role, so too is that the function of the mental factors. They assist or help the main mind. And another way we can understand it is our government has a prime minister, and he's like the main mind of the country, and so he's the prime minister, and he's surrounded by other ministers. And though, what is the function of the ministers? To help and assist the prime minister. So this is similar. And another way we can further use this analogy is, should the prime minister decide that it's time to go to war, he's going to sit in his office. He's not off to fight that war. There, others get sent out. Others engage in helping or assisting the prime minister in what's going on. So this is how we can understand the relationship between main mind and mental factors. Their individual functions is that the main mind primarily apprehends its object. The mental factors, or apprehend the essence of the object, of its object, and the mental factors assist the main mind through apprehending its features. The main mind, then, its function is to primarily apprehend the entity of its object. So whilst the features do appear to the main mind, the features of the object are not primarily what the main mind apprehends. So that's one key point to take thus far. The second key point to take is these four synonyms. Whenever you hear mind, recall main mind, because I think main mind is very clear. And when you hear, in particular, mentality, and that's going to come up later on, when you hear this word mentality, immediately recall main mind. Or if you hear primary consciousness, remember this too is synonymous with main mind. And in this way, the presentation should be much easier to understand.
아데레 미기 number 7, 이기 number 7, 쭉, 세대. That is, 미기 number 7, 세대. 미기 number 7, 미기 쯔쯔쯔쯔, 난, 칙디, 차고라, 차도. 제가 디네이다, 그 미기 number 7, 비슷한 걸. 그래서 칙 대출, 야, 차고. 제가 미기 number 7, 세대. 미기 쌤, 미기 7, 인해 쌤들. 미기 7, 5규배 쌤들아, 미기 number 7, 라고. 디네, 디네, 나위 7, 5규배 쌤들아, 나위 number 7. 되는 내기 셰비기 모규베 셈데라 네 넘버 셰바 되네 존용한기 지셰기 모규베 넘버 셰바들레 지 넘버 셰바 다 야자 하고 한기 아니 셰 셰비 모규베 규베가 아니 넘버 셰바들레 류기 넘버 셰바 근데 이기 셰비기 모규베 셈데라 이기 넘버 셰바 그래서 바두 여와샤드 미기 넘버 셰바 나위 넘버 셰바 네 넘버 셰바 지 넘버 셰바 류기 넘버 셰바 이 넘버 셰바 세 죽셔고레
Now we come to the divisions of main mind. And these aren't terms you're going to hear newly. These you'll know from before. Remembering again, primary consciousness is synonymous with mind. So we have an I primary consciousness up to mental primary consciousness, making six. So these are divided in terms of what the object of the main mind is. So if it is a visual object, then it's an I primary consciousness that apprehends the entity of its object. If the object is that of sound, it is an ear primary consciousness that apprehends the entity of that sound, of that sound. And if it's a taste, then it's a tongue primary consciousness that apprehends its object, that taste. And similarly, then for smell, there's the nose primary consciousness, and then there's the tactile primary consciousness. So those are the five, and we've had those before, the five relating to the sense powers. And then these have as the sixth one, the mental primary consciousness. And again, then these are differentiated by what their object, their apprehended object is.
And then again, that was the number sheba dela, sem dela, number sheba sida, number sheba dela, druksin, that number sheba druk, that dimato yawa cheyoma, number she, sem yukola, denis mato cheyoma, asana, woma, which ever mongo yawa cheyoma, sem dela, korongi. 미기 시비 넘버 시바 이기 넘버 시비 파도 넘버 시바 죽스 야바 디마도 젤레 마와 체아요 말다 다 심존을 야 망무 체아요 다 심존을 야 콜카슨 심존 안 나가서 빈는 안 하지기 봄볼라 지마도 메와다 다 디월이야 레제발라 망무어로 와도 빈네 레제베 디징아 총아 치스마 치크만이 마 지 제차가 연칠 집이자 레제발 다 마러요 와디 나신다 심존을 야 다 마라 야와 체아요 와다
So we divide main minds in differing ways. We're not going to get to more than six main minds. They are just six. And when we divide them, the term, as you see here, that is used is primary consciousness, but it means main mind. It means mentality. It means a mind. But because it sounds nicer, the division into six is using primary consciousness. But as we've seen in the synonyms, it means main mind or mentality. So when you divide main minds, it doesn't go further than these six. Mental factors, on the other hand, far, far more. And so this, again, going back to the original analogy, we go to a company, there's one boss, there's one main person, but they have many staff, and that's the same here. There's a single main mind, but that is accompanied, though, by many mental factors. And therefore, there are only these six, there are no more than these six divisions of main mind, although there are many more of mental factors.
Sasan on sheba jukti jegi den onbu jukti shigdo wa onba migi onba migme naame se migi onba sada nayu onba ni onba chiyo lugi onba shigore sukta jime se de ta migi onba dele dine ji migi sheba sheba jukli gwa sheba jukti yu gar thong se migi sheba digi suk thong gore nayu sheba de cha thi gore chi de yu sukta ji jo ra cha sada ani che sa di je de tema ma du ba le shigro wa Adini Tongangi Sheba de Gainada, Migi number Sheba, Igi number Sheba Bardu, Chesanduga, Demamaduba, Shiva, Chesan, Shed Yangu Sherani Mosedu, Da Karish Sungoresina, Da Nanjugi, Dede, Kasura, Kamjup Yasade, Jesu Shigur, Jesa, Yi Kamjukse, Sukta, Jiroria, Jadukse, Da Sheba Jagi, Dien, that Migi Kasanga Dugi, Shedu. 电影王部的那几万的是电线的王部的一些的王部的电报部的王部主体些，电了几万些的那么些把的给马主把的，电报马主把些的，你是谁和送过的？但马主给，就是那的，你要做罗里的那好过的，虽然你不懂的哦，但你记得的，记得的，记得的，那么啥，你罗里啊，你都过了，可是呢，每组可数每张每几秒的，但每个往些些比有的级别数大。 渣渣，这些肉，热菜这个，往些的都是有些高的，这些他妈妈就把它送过来，也是吃的。但米面、那碗面、那面来的，但还是米面是的，米的些不结的，点碗不米的碗不的，是不？这些他妈妈就把它送过来。现在那有碗不的，就是他妈妈就把它送过来。现在他米看没办的，已经那把些别包的也没多送给的，现在他米那把些办的，那边那把那些办，但还是先做生吃的。 做什么的了？那么些吧，要住些了。这地主家，他妈妈就把人送过来，是的。就是，家里家里，他妈就把送过来，妈就把送过来，把的打打好过，吐过来。然后这个罗里给的，心就搁在，罗江这边给，但现在你不告诉他，你那些现在你怎么的？俺这个到哪里啊？忙不了我的那个呢？就是，你那个车上的，就是哦，他地这些地这些地，他妈妈就把这个地，他妈妈就把顶过来，是不是？车上罗里啊，下吐过来嘛。
In the pre-pandemic days, then, before each class, together you'd recite the Heart Sutra. And within the Heart Sutra, make specific reference to these main minds, to these primary consciousnesses. So there's the part that goes, no ear, no eye, no nose, etc., and carries on, no visual form, no sound, no odor, etc., and then no eye element and so on, and up to no mind element. And no mental consciousness elements. So in that section of the Heart Sutra, when you recite that, recall what we're studying here. Because what is being said is that there is no inherently existent primary consciousness. And what we're seeing here in the six divisions, there is no inherently existent main mind. Nor is there an inherently existent object of that main mind, nor the inherently existent sense power that apprehend that in dependence on which the main mind arises, and these are all here. These are all included within the section of the Heart Sutra. So there, one is to recall as one recites it, the object, the sense power that gives rise to the main mind or the primary consciousness, and the primary consciousness itself. None of these exist inherently. So here in sutras such as the Heart Sutra and many others, these primary main minds, these primary consciousnesses or these main minds are referred to in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. It's in the context of they do not exist inherently.
Mm-hmm. ジェザンカワロベネペチカワテンショブナテミクタナダテナンバーシェバラビオドナムソオディネチルコゴレディティレタスビチャサンタゴドゴルワ
The what we have here is an I primary consciousness. We've come across previously in the text. And therefore, whilst I didn't make the reference to the Heart Sutra, it was also relevant to when one recites the same section. Because we read or studied earlier that the I sense consciousness arises independent on its unique empowering condition, the I sense power. And we came across those for the other varying sense consciousnesses. So that was referring to the same thing in the Heart Sutra. So in brief, the object of consciousness, the consciousness of sense power, as well as the consciousness, none exist inherently. And that is the meaning of the section in the Heart Sutra. So again, this is a further illustration of how taking our understanding that we're gaining from Lodik and applying it to our Dharma practice in general. Take the understanding here of Buddhist psychology, and we see it's applicable in the Heart Sutra as well as other sutras too.
As
we see in the divisions immediately below, main minds divided into six can be recondensed into two, where the five primary consciousnesses that relate to the sense powers can be condensed into sense primary consciousnesses, and then relieving the second, mental primary consciousnesses. So the eye, ear, nose, tongue, taste, and touch primary consciousnesses can be condensed into one, sense primary consciousnesses, having its partner in the second of the division, mental primary consciousnesses. So this is an abbreviated way that main minds can be divided.
Then the new delia man ships are sa sa yorwa, the new delia ships will, that is the chain, that is the yamjik lam rotelia, ba cha 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 down, my chimju chit, cancele, cha 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 cha, lo suburwa, the yi dangan to get dangbo shedida, you said, Lori, do you say shed, that there's similar chalet, la to do, that do nanma, that's the same nanma. で、論なれでだせんだ、せんじゅんせで、ゆいじんたでもわちゃねてにけばし、どうしねだ、てつたらろ。だてせんでりゃ、せんな、せんじゅんせで、ロジックたたたたで、だがじれ、どうせばちゅで、んがんじれ、どうせばちゅじゃんとま、たたてじん、せんらしんまじょばとほえでちゃご、とほろわじだ、せんらしんまじょとえ、とえげとんだら、ま、たたたたろ、ちけばちぎじぎぱしんじゅちぎじぎぱしんじゅちぎじぎろごろわだ。
Previously, when we were looking at the sevenfold division of awareness and knowers, then we also would have come across sense primary consciousnesses and mental primary consciousnesses. There it was just called sense consciousnesses and mental consciousnesses. So here we expressing it slightly differently. As one progresses through this presentation on Buddhist psychology, this presentation on Lodic, then slowly what has been covered previously comes back up, either explicitly or implicitly. So therefore, dependence on what we've studied before, we can now think, so which of our consciousnesses of the sevenfold division of Lodic fall under sense consciousnesses, sense primary consciousnesses, and which mental primary consciousnesses? We heard here earlier tonight about the object of the mode of apprehension, and that's right where we started, on objects. So there's been a lot of information gathered thus far, getting ever more detailed, and now we're going to come, well, now we are in a section, especially on mental factors, where consciousness is looked at in far more individual detail. The message of all of this is, the more knowledge we gather, and the more frequently we utilize that knowledge, we will come to know and understand ourselves ever better. And in dependence on greater knowledge, and greater, especially greater self-knowledge, and not just merely intellectual knowledge, but applying that knowledge to our own lived experience, we have ever greater skill in transforming our ways of thinking.
あの、なんか、ナンバーシェバーで、オンビナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーで、オンビナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、ナンバーシェバーに、なんか、 dirije cida da ji number she bigi bijuta da bijuta dus nuaro khala sa da chatnen ma chen chen me dini di ke su da number she ba dida ma ju garti musun ma ju beje ma shu garta musun ligi number she ba da na yu number she beje ma shu dini ligi number she ba da disu me shu ma dini Wang当然这个年轻人觉得都现在年轻人就跟我们也接吧接年轻人就一起写吧做一起写吧的别人当过了一起写吧别人当过了都现在刚才我们这两个人这个这个密大包公庙的大庙包公庙东半夜公庙今天一起写吧团都别人当的往些可能了呀这个别人当不过去今天接吧去的落地也不差的但是呢 미기 토니 미기 시베도 유래 게어데 차게데 차바게데 슈체체체 총총총 조토 걸어봐 세상 안에 저 검냠는 제야데 또 어디 이기 시베든데 검냠는 제야래 세상 안에 또 비주다데 이기 시 안에도 다데 이기 시베데 시라 비주다 두고 말해 때 세상 안에 이기 시베든데 비주다 이기 시베데 야서 회디 다 냠는 제야데 검냐래데 안 저기디 이기 시베데 비주다 거요 검고에 저 최고래
Looking at then this twofold division of main minds. The second, that of mental primary consciousness. This is of paramount importance in terms of our inner development, our inner transformation. In other words, when meditating, which of these two do we use? It's the second, mental primary consciousness. However, in our day-to-day life, of these two, which is the one that is most active? The sense primary consciousness. And amongst our sense primary consciousnesses, amongst those five, it's primarily the two, that of sight and that of sound. Seeing various things, hearing various things. Of our main minds, these are the two that are utilized by far the most. Touch, taste, smell, far less. It's really the sense primary consciousnesses of sight and sound that we use a lot. Then, induced by those sense consciousnesses, follow a wide variety of conceptual consciousnesses. And those are what we've been looking at over the preceding couple of weekends. So induced by, for example, the sight primary consciousness, or the eye primary consciousness, may come attachment, may come doubt, may come a wrong consciousness, such as attachment, may come a correct assumption. So there's all the conceptual consciousnesses, conceptual consciousnesses tend to be induced by their sense, by the preceding primary consciousness. And here, in particular, in terms of our daily life, by our eye and ear sense consciousnesses. But when we meditate, our sense primary consciousness is not what we're utilizing. It's the mental primary consciousness. And if we're serious about our meditation practice, then not only do we need to, in meditation, utilize our mental primary consciousness to induce various conceptual thoughts, but out of meditation, we need to guard our sense primary consciousnesses, because it's independent on the wide variety of objects that our sense primary consciousness engage with, that all of these conceptual consciousnesses are induced, and this leads to a lot of distraction in our meditation, distracted to objects of attachment or aversion and so forth, of what one has previously seen and heard. So therefore, here, inner transformation, the mental primary consciousness is our main primary consciousness, or the principal primary consciousness we use. And to aid our meditation, we need to try and limit our distraction through limiting our engagement with objects of the sense primary consciousnesses.
All right, that in a deja shanu da. That's all the answer that did it. I want to get the niggy same said it initially said the chin to same young war said it initially. Gorea said. Tangled all the same dishes, pacheva chairs, all susurang, anzugi, same delia, same, and a new more butter, male chun diet, a new more one, JB, kiwi, cholia.
Thank you. And to very briefly summarize tonight, a couple of key points to take is, what is a main mind? What is meant by main mind? And that is a main knower that is posited by way of apprehending the entity of its object. In other words, primarily, the main mind apprehends, or the main mind apprehends primarily the entity of the object, whilst the features of the object or the characteristics of the object appear to the main mind. This is not primarily what the main mind apprehends. That's the essence or the entity of its object. And then secondly, in order to reduce the strength and the frequency of our afflicted minds that disturb us so, and increase our virtuous minds that will lead us to enlightenment, so those such as definite emergence and bodhicitta and the wisdom realizing emptiness, we need to come to understand our mental process well. Because where is it that we experience afflictions? It's our consciousnesses. Where is it that we experience virtuous minds that lead us to enlightenment? Bodhicitta and definite emergence and wisdom. These two are all consciousnesses. So therefore, it's imperative that we come to understand our psychology, our inner working well, so as to aid our elimination of what causes us suffering and pain, and the development of the paths to freedom. Okay, so thank you very much. If you have any questions, then we can do that tomorrow. So we'll conclude here. And just again, with the pandemic and its full throes, I will do some recitation. You mentally engage, but rather sit quietly, please. Thank you.